Hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'd like to welcome you to another amazing Voices of Courage show today. Wow, we've got a powerful guest today. I have a question for you, and that is, how is your manifestation power? How are you manifesting things in your world? Are things in a place where you start doing something really great and then they stop? Stop-start patterns? Are you in a place where maybe your energy isn't always flowing? Is it always up? Or are you in a place where maybe you know that there's something going on maybe in your environment, but you don't quite know what that is? Well, today I have a very special guest that's going to be able to help you to look at your inner environment and outer environment and be able to make the shifts that you need to raise your energy, frequency, and vibration. In fact, Nikola Tesla, the great inventor in the 19th century, he said, if you want to understand the universe, understand energy, frequency, and vibration. So today, we're going to help you understand that. We're going to help you to look at the energy fields that you have created in your home environment, and you're going to be able to make some shifts. In fact, we're going to give you specific tools to be able to do that during the show. So you won't want to miss this show. In fact, this is one of those shows you might want to tell your family and friends about and subscribe to us on YouTube so you never miss another episode of the Voices of Courage show. All right, listen, I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, we're going to have my amazing guest. I'm so blessed to have her. We'll be right back.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. And as I promised, I have a very special guest. Her name is Marie Diamond. Marie, welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much, Ken, for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
You know, we've done some fun things over the last couple of years, and I'm just blessed to have you on the show today. For those of you that don't know Marie Diamond, let me give you a formal introduction. She is a world-renowned feng shui master, transformational speaker, best-selling author, featured in The Secret, and recently inducted into the Speakers Hall of Fame in Los Angeles. By the way, congratulations on that, Maria. That's amazing. She stars in the reality show Feng Shui Your Life, where she helps individuals create success, health, and love by transforming their homes and environments. And she has expertise with the law of attraction, energy shifting, dowsing, and meditation. Marie has guided celebrities and executives and global leaders to manifest their dreams, their goals, and so much more. Marie, let's do this. Let's really give my audience what they need to know to start manifesting their dreams by shifting their energy inside and out. So where do we start?
Well, I think the first thing, I want people to become more aware of not just, you know, their inner thoughts and their inner feelings, what is very important to do, but also to understand how that reflects in the environment that they are living in. And so sometimes we don't even are aware of what is going on inside of us. But if we would look around us, and the first place we can look around us is in our home, where we live, where we sleep, where we work, that is actually reflecting always what is inside of us, because the quantum field is always sort of in reflection. It's in a mirror energy of how our frequencies are. So when we have a frequency that is not in balance, that is not in harmony, then that reflects out in our environment around us. And that is where I want people to start with, like raising their awareness of what they are, what they feel, what they think, by just looking around them.
That's good. Well, I know when Judy and I got together, my wife Judy and I, 30 years ago, it's been a while now. When we got together, she was living separately than me, and we combined our households. And when we did, there were things that she had that I didn't really care for, and she had things that and vice versa, right? We had things that we didn't care for in each other. But we decided this, you know, we decided, well, you know, there's millions of objects in the world. Why don't we just bring into our home what we both love? And it took a little while, but we did that. And then my next story will be about feng shui, because we shifted everything when we did feng shui. But anyway, that's what we're talking about, because every time we looked at something that we didn't like, it lowers our vibration. It lowers our energy is what I get. What do you say?
Yeah, it's not just what you love, but also certain objects, certain items, certain colors, certain way you position yourself in the space will actually change your frequency. So there was just a recent study done in a major university in America that when women see clutter around them, and when they then declutter, their cortisol hormone spikes. So what happens is that we start feeling better, right? That's why people at a certain point, they feel like, oh, I want to redecorate. I want to change the color. I want to get new furniture, because what they have at that point is not aligned anymore with their inner world. But I always say, what if we turn that around? Yeah. What if we would first focus on the environment and then see how it affects your inner life? And feng shui is really the energy system that is around for thousands of years that aligns the frequency of your desires and your goals with your environment. And so it's like almost like acupuncture, right? You want to improve your body, you will create more qi, more flow, more positive energy by acupressure or acupuncture, or even qigong or tai chi. We're creating movement of qi. And so, and the same is with feng shui, is like the movement of qi, the movement of energy needs to happen in your home. So whatever you are looking at, even if it's subconsciously, even if you just walk by all the time in a hallway, or you sit there and not even think about what is hanging there, it's still on a subliminal level, still influences your thoughts and your feelings. And that's why sometimes we come into a space and we're like, I don't like it here, but you don't really know why, right? And there are other areas you come there and you're like, oh my God, I could stay here for hours. And you have no idea yet why, because it's what is there is in resonance with you. And so what if you can create a space that is always in resonance with you?
I love that. And so I'll tell a story of myself. So when Judy and I, we put all of our things together. And like I mentioned, we started, you know, weeding out what we didn't like and bringing really cool things we love. And we got everything just right. And at the time, I was struggling financially, and Judy said to me, well, Ken, we should feng shui our home. And I said, well, what does that mean? Well, we're going to have to move things around and get the energy flowing rightly in the home. And I said to Judy, I said, well, we just put everything in place. I got it all organized right. I don't want to move anything. And she said, well, let's just try it. So we did, and I let go of my rigid thinking and allowed things to flow. And guess what? Money started flowing like crazy for us from that moment on. It was like the next day. It was profound.
Yeah.
So that's my story. That was 30 years ago, and we feng shui every home we move into.
Oh, beautiful. So yeah, it's really interesting because people don't see sometimes money and relationships as a flow of energy. And so a lot of times people will look for or come for support with me in consultations or take my courses because there's a lack of money. And there are some tips that you can do right away to change the energy. The first one is your entrance. Your entrance is what you call the mouth of abundance. So make sure at your entrance you don't have, boxes and clutter. And like when you come in, welcome yourself, welcome the universe, welcome money coming in by hanging beautiful images, a picture of your family or you as a couple. Make sure there's no shoes on the ground, like put them in a beautiful box or not like clothes hanging. Like make sure there's no clutter at your entrance because that's the first tip I always suggest. And then walk through your house and see where there is clutter. When there's clutter around you, you will create mess in your mind and mess in your heart. Like everything becomes chaotic. And so how can you be creative when there's chaos around you? So that's the second tip I would like to give you. Organize things. But still that is possible. It still is not getting to the right level. And so one tip I always suggest to people, put yourself always in a power position. A power position means that when you're working, when you're having amazing conversations, when you need to make phone calls or pay the bills or anything to do with money, sit in a position that you can see the door of the room that you walk in. Like right now, there's several doors, but there's a door to a bathroom, door to a closet. But I see when people come in, I can see them literally walking into my space. Even if it's just perhaps my husband bringing me a cup of tea. But what it does, it changes your vibration. And so you become like the king, the queen, the president, the CEO of your space. And what we have seen is it changes the brainwaves. And so we have done tests to see that when people are sitting with their back to the door and even worse, sitting against the wall, that actually their energy drops in their brainwaves and they go to beta frequencies, which is where you are more in fear, you have less courage, you're closing yourself off. And if you turn yourself just around that you have something supporting your back and that you have space on the other side of your desk and you see the door, you change your frequency and you get into alpha brainwaves. When you're in alpha, you're more organized, more creative, you're more open, you're more optimistic. And that only that one little tip I've seen for thousands and thousands of people saying from that moment on, my life shifted and I started having money flow coming towards me. And money flow is not only that there's a check right away in the mail, but it can be literally a new opportunity, a new possibility that comes your way that you couldn't see before. And so that's like another step. And then a last tip I would suggest is, and that's all explained in my upcoming book, Your Home is a Vision Board, is that everyone has a specific angle where success and money comes into your space. And we call that the success direction. And so you can actually go and download my free app. It's called Marie Diamond on the App Store or the Google Play Store. And you put in your birthday and a birth gender, and it will indicate your energy number and also your direction. So you will get a certain compass. This is the compass, and it will indicate your success direction. Now, my success direction is in the southwest. So I hold the compass in the center of the room, and I see where that direction is. It could be east for you or southeast, northeast. I don't know. It's depending on your birthday. So it's very specific. It's an angle where the energy, the highest energy of flow always comes in. And for me, it's the southwest. So there is a reason why I moved to the southwest area of the United States in Los Angeles. I know you're even a little bit more Southwest than me, Ken. But in the Southwest, in my space, I have there my books. I have there objects of success and abundance. Anything that for me feels and resonates as an energy of abundance. So these are like a few steps that everybody can take to really shift your energy towards attracting more money.
I love that. Well, listen, you tell us that your home is your vision board. In fact, you have a new book out around that.
Left.
So when we get back in the break, I want to talk to you a little bit about that. How is my home a vision board?
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're gonna take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster, and I'm here with Marie Diamond. And we're talking about how to transform your energy, transform your life, and how to upshift your vibrational energy in your home. And she has a new book out, Your Home is Your Vision Board. Marie, why is my home my vision board?
Well, a vision board is, I think, became very popular after the movie The Secret, where we literally learn that we have our visions, our goals for our life, but if we can put them on a paper and make them more visible, that we would actually, it gives us greater access to our goals. And so what I've always been sharing with people is that that's great to do, but you have to understand that we don't always look at that image or that paper that we have created, but that we actually are always looking at the extended version of that paper. And that's actually our home. Everything around us is giving us a message. And the question is that aligned with your goals and your dreams? And so I always share with people, there's three parts of the law of attraction. And the first part is literally, you know, how you connect in with through your soul, meditation or prayer, connecting with the universe. And that is something we can do every day, but it takes time to manifest things if we look into that. There's a second part that I would say the self-help world is really focusing on, to changing your mindset, to changing your behavior, to changing your actions also. And of course, that takes a lot of discipline. We need to do it every day. But there's a last part, and I call that the missing link of the law of attraction, where we forget that where we live and sleep and work, everything around us has been affecting us on a subliminal, a subconscious level. And so that's why I call your home as a vision board, because even if you forget that this image is there, that image is still there and reflects into your mind, into your behavior, into your actions. So it's a slower process, you can think, but actually it's a very fast process. And once you have changed your environment with the right colors, the right directions, the right images, the right items, it starts working right away and it keeps working for you, even if you're not focusing on it anymore. So that is actually why I say your home is a vision board.
Okay. What if I live in a home that, I know I've lived in homes when I first started out in college and out of college, just getting going. They weren't my ideal home and it wasn't a place that I really wanted to spend a lot of time. What if somebody's in that place? What do you tell them?
Yeah, well, hey, that's where I started. I started with practicing this literally when I was in a very small studio, you know, with everything in one space. And I really understood already at that time that everything around me was affecting me. And so it doesn't matter if you live in a multi-million dollar mansion or you live in a small space, that space is affecting you. And you can actually redirect the energy. And I called, you know, feng shui on a budget, right? It's just like perhaps with the right posters, the direction you can sleep, you know, knowing your personal energy and then knowing what are the directions that are good for you. And I have seen changes happening to students, to people in a small space that only live in one room. It doesn't matter. As long as you are looking and seeing what you can do to change the space that you're living, sleeping, or working in, even if that's all the same place at this moment.
Okay, so if you know, so what we're saying is that, you know, even though you might be living on a freeway, or you might be living real next to a cell tower, a Wi-Fi tower, or something, you can still make changes. Is that what I'm hearing? Yeah. To make the energy flow, right?
Yeah, because I remember I had this one client, and he lived in a tent, like in one of the tent camps around LA. So he was homeless, had no car, nothing. And he came across my work. And so just by going on internet in an internet cafe. And so he literally used post-it notes and hang post-it notes out with words, with colors around him. And then next thing he got, somebody offered him, you know, an old car so he could live in a car. And because of that, he could really literally get a job. And so 2 years later, he connected with me and he said, you know, Marie, I'm living in a 2-bedroom apartment. And now he goes back every Sunday and teaches my work to all the homeless people by just giving them post-it notes and said, like, you know, put things in a certain direction. Wherever you are. And so people have really seen that any space, and I say, if somebody who lives in a tent can do this, you know, we all can do this. It's just redirecting the energy because it's the way you look at the world. Like if you look straight to the world or you look from a side, you will have a different angle. So if you tap into the right energy, then that's actually what can change your life. And I've seen people, you know, living in small spaces, just by looking at some of my Instagram videos, that found that like a few percentage more success. It doesn't always have to be a lot, just a new angle to life.
That's good. And what about, like, you know, I've been told, you know, that certain pictures of sometimes sacred images of individuals or places, they have a resonance to them and energy to them. Is that another thing we can do to add to the environment?
Yeah, totally. There are everything has a resonant field. Everything has a frequency. So, but sometimes we have to look at where we place this thing. So each person has what we call a wisdom direction. And in your wisdom direction, like in my wisdom direction, I create a little bit of an altar for, you know, the masters I connect with. And a sacred space that I love going to in meditation when I travel. So it's like you can activate that. But I always say don't make your whole bedroom a sacred temple because that will then also influence your romantic level. And so when people have too much spirituality around them, especially when they sleep, and perhaps their love life will go down. So it's all about balance, right? So I would say, yes, there's certain areas you definitely want to bring these higher frequencies in. But hey, if you want a love life and you are single right now, I would not put images of all spiritual masters around you. I would focus on images of love and things that inspire you to attract love.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay. So I want to take a little deeper dive into the four corners, let's call them, the four corners of a home or of a room, And maybe you can take a little deeper dive in what generally goes in those areas so that we can start to have that energy flow in greater ways. Before we do, I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I will be right back with my guest, Marie Diamond. And I want to remind you, this show grows because of you. So I encourage you to go to our YouTube channel and subscribe, and also tell your family, your friends, and those you love about the Voices of Courage show, where we bring in the most powerful transformational speakers, I believe, on the planet to help you upshift your consciousness, change the way that maybe your habits that you've had in the past, and be able to balance your energy, your frequency, vibration, like we're talking about today, so that you can upshift everything in your life and live more in peace and harmony and love. That's what we're about. So if that's important to you, then please tune in weekly. All right, here's my guest, Marie Diamond. And Marie, welcome back to the show. Those of you that might have just joined us, Marie is a globally known feng shui master, best-selling author, and was just nominated for the Speaker Hall of Fame in Los Angeles, California, which is a very powerful honor. So I'm glad you got that. You deserve that, Marie. All right. So I call it the four corners. What are you, the four quadrants, the four corners? Well, let's talk about where to place maybe certain things. And by the way, I want to qualify this, because some of you are really smart and you think by just listening to this, you'll get it all. You won't. You really need to. We're going to talk about Maria's book in a minute. Your home is your vision board. That's where you can get all the information about what we're talking about today. All right, so let's talk about the quadrants. Go ahead.
Well, you know, we call that the four directions of energy. And so based on your birthday, your four directions that are strong for you are different from each person. And it's based on your birthday and your birth gender. And so you can get the Marie Diamond app to find that out for free. So what it does is that in order to build a strong energetic house, we need four pillars. And so these four pillars are actually success, and that contains career and money, your health, your well-being, relationships, both personal and professional, and your wisdom. That means your education and your, I would say, expression of spirituality, whatever that is, religiously or whatever way that is for you. So these are like four things. If we have that in place in our life, we have a more balanced life. And so when people find out their success direction, and my book, Your Home as a Vision Board, leads you through this whole process, and that if you, when you find that, you always need to, first of all, declutter that area. Let go of the things that do not resonate with your success. That's why I say to people, write perhaps a few new goals up about your success to be aware again, what is that for me? What does success looks like for me? I mean, for one person, it could be starting up your business, and for somebody else, it is like retirement. You know, it depends where you are in life. And so that is then what you look at in that direction. Like in my success direction, I do have my awards. I have my books. I have my certificates. I also put the most important contracts in the cabinet there. So I really organize that whole area so it's aligned with what I desire of success. In my health direction, of course, that is where I would then put images that resonate with health for me. So that can be even putting your yoga mat, for example, or you have books on health and healing. So anything, you don't have to start buying things. You just look around. We all have so much items around us. Like, what can we place there, right? Perhaps your weights that you're using every day. So put in your health direction things that reflect with that. In your relationship direction, then, of course, in your bedroom, focus on your partner, right? Because that is where you are together. Don't focus too much on your children there. Focus on your family and your children in the living room and the family room in your relationship direction. And in your office, like in my workspace, I have there images of my clients. I also put a globe there because I have global students and I cannot put them all in one place, but the globe kind of represents that. So it's actually always looking to declutter and to activate. And then my wisdom direction, I put there things that relate with my spiritual expression of life or the things I want to study. Like I wanted to study a lot about AI before the summer. And so I put there a book on AI to just remind yourself. It's like almost like you're creating that vision board and you're reminding yourself by putting these things in a subconscious level. And so now I'm really like the whole summer, I've been learning all about AI. And so it's because I remind myself and give myself permission almost, like this is what I want in my life. And of course, there are four directions that are not so strong for you. And then you can place other images that perhaps have nothing to do with you personally.
Well, I love that. And I was just visiting your website, mariediamond.com, mariediamond.com for my listening audience. And I noticed, I remembered up there because I had downloaded your app. And on the home site, there's the you can get the app there. You want to tell them a little bit about your app there, Marie?
Yeah, of course. So many years ago, I started practicing and teaching people about the directions, but I could see that most people did not know how to find their direction on a compass. So I created a specific app so that people can put in their birthday and their birth gender, because that's a calculation. It's different than typical numerology. So don't think because you're a 7 numerology that you will be suddenly a 4. The numbers give you the indication which directions do work for you. And then you will have a compass that indicates your directions. And we have more than 100,000 people that have downloaded this app with many 5-star reviews. And so in the app, it also gives you daily messages. It gives you videos to go to the next step. And so, and it indicates you each time where you need to face, where you need to activate things. Because some people will always want to activate things, but some people want to just face that direction. So like I am facing a good direction when I'm speaking. Because when I'm facing, that means I'm looking at a good direction, there's always flow of energy. And I feel that very intensely when, for example, I'm facing the wrong direction, then it feels harder for me to speak English because English is my third language. So my brain is like more tired, you know, to come up with the right words. when I'm facing the right direction, it's like my brain's like, I'm on. So it's very interesting, especially also if you have children that have a hard time studying, or even, you know, you yourself, if you feel like, you know, it's so hard and you're procrastinating a lot, face a good direction when you're working, your brain opens up, your chakras are more aligned, and you will feel so much more alive and energetic.
Ah, I love that. Well, I know you kind of summarized it, but I'm going to summarize it too. If you go to mariediamond.com, you can get the app. Yeah, you'll get your energy number. You'll get your compass. You'll get your diamond energy journey. You get your tubes of light meditation, the energy message for the day, other energetic numbers that you'll need to know. And you'll find out some of Marie's programs on there. So I hope you'll check her out. All right, listen, you got this amazing book out there right now. And I'm going to move over a little bit because I know it's going to come on screen the other way. There you go. Okay. And your home is a vision board. What inspired you to write the book?
Well, you know, I already had a book out with Hay House, and they asked for a second book. And so I thought about what is the message when I am on stage and I speak for thousands of people every year, when I say a sentence that suddenly the click happens. And so when I say to people, your home is a vision board, it's like people's aha moment is there. Like, oh, I never thought about. So for me to explain feng shui, that sentence just makes it all like clear in their head. And so that is why I use this title, and the response has been phenomenal. People are like, oh, I love the book, and because your home can bring light into your life only if you need to know how to do this. And so your home is a vision board is doing the whole setup. First of all, it tells a bit about my story, how I used all this to become very successful, but also it helps you to create a real vision board first based on your birthday, what most people don't do. Right? They just create a paper and they put all those kind of images, but there's a rule to it. There are laws to it to make it the best vision board possible. And then from there, we expand to, okay, now you have your vision board. Let's look around you and see if that's aligned with the goals. And
I love that. You know, every time I speak with you, I look around and I go, oh, I'm going to refine a little bit. So there's a refining process to this. It's, right? Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, it is. Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I was just looking around and thought, like, oh, I could change a few things. Yeah. So
it's a process. Yeah. So we refine. And as we increase our consciousness, we look around and go, oh, yeah, I can. You know, I'm looking at a couple pieces, and that subconscious piece is really important because. And it's like, you know, for me, if there's clutter in the closet, right, at some level, my subconscious mind is holding on to that. Yeah. It knows it's there. And, you know, it's important to, you know, for me to remember that. So I appreciate you being here and doing that. How can people get the Your Home is a Vision Board book? How can they get that?
Well, they can go to Amazon and in good bookstores. They can order it online, or they can go and find out in the books. They can also have it as an online, what they call an audiobook, because I narrated my own book. So some people love to listen to a book. So it's in all kinds of formats available.
Yes. Well, I can say this, is that everything changed for us when we started the feng shui. What do you think stops people? I know what stopped me. I had a rigid mind, but what do you think stops people in general from going, you know what? I need to embrace this concept. I need to step into this. You know, you laid it out. Step 1, 2, 3, 4. A lot of people miss step 4, which is the environment. So how do you help people overcome that block to changing their environments?
Well, like when I share with people like, hey, you lived in that house, I don't know, for a year, for 5 years, how has your life been? What has been missing? And they're like, well, you know, I don't have a relationship, or money is not flowing, or my health is not doing so well. And I said, have you ever thought about that it could be the space you're in instead of your mindset, you know, or the things you do? And so for them, it's a big aha moment. And then I just say to people, start with one little thing. Yeah. Start with decluttering, start with looking a certain direction. And that's why the app is so easy, because it gives them daily little messages, things they can do, or they go to Instagram, to Mary Dempsey Official, and they get these videos, and the videos, many have gone viral because it's like the small little tips. And when you do that, you're like, wow, this has shifted. It doesn't mean you have to redo your whole house. No, it's just creating little shifts and to change your life. And so people feel it right away. So why don't they hold back? Perhaps because they don't know the concept yet. And when you share the concept in a very simple way, then people are like, oh, I can do that. So I hope this has been inspiring all of you to just say like, yeah, I can do this.
Well, I like, you know, the idea of making my home a sacred place, a place that manifests my dreams, my goals, my visions, and my wife's. And, you know, for us, we've achieved that. And you've walked into environments. I know if I walk into Maria's home, that I'm going to feel a certain energy. You'll feel that in my home. You'll feel that in people that she's taught, because what happens is, you walk in at your level of consciousness and you start to walk into a higher vibration. You feel it. You just do.
And it's like one of the things when people come in my house, they don't want to leave anymore. You know, and I have to try to reject the fault, right? And it is like, yeah, because their home is not on that frequency, right? And they're like, it doesn't look like it's... you know, people don't even know that it is feng shui, but it's the way of the colors, the way things are positioned, the images that are hanging out, they're all creating that flow of energy. But it's not like it's suddenly a Chinese temple or something, right? It's just very modern, but it's the energy flow of where things are positioned that just creates a beautiful sacred frequency.
It does. And, you know, we, of course, I'll just mention this for my wife, Judy. She puts on events in Southern California called Women's Wisdom. You can find her at womenswisdom.net. Marie came in and spoke there. And my gosh, the energy of that room, Marie, when you were there, was just off the chart. It was amazing. So, you know, what I'm saying is, for those of you that don't know Marie, if you get a chance to see her or meet her or read one of her books, you will be uplifted. I know that from personal experience. So, Marie, we got 1 minute. Quick message for the world right now. We're going through a lot of turmoil. 1 minute. What's your message to the world right now?
Well, it always is about starting in your own life, right? And so we can look around us and look at things that are wrong or things we want to change, but we ultimately only have the capacity to change first ourselves. And so perhaps you had a hard time to uplift yourself, to shift yourself. Why don't you start at your environment? And I do believe when your environment is uplifted, that perhaps you're also uplifting the planet.
I love that. Absolutely. Maria, thank you so much. I hope you'll come back someday and visit with us with your presence again. Again, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
And I want to thank all of you for being here. This has been a joy to be of service to you today. And I pray that you will go to our YouTube channel and subscribe and continue to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Until next time. Fill your heart with lots of love and joy. Take care.